Thank you, Tricia. It's now time for Saturday Morning Sports Talk here on KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
PT Associates of Emporia now offers blood flow-restricted rehabilitation, a progressive, evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow-restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high-intensity workouts, including pre- and post-surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
Pride.
Fred's going to air it out looking for King. King wide open. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Emporia High.
Passion.
Hand off to Bobby right side. Bobby's got some daylight, and he is in. Touchdown, Emporia High.
The Spartans.
Spartans win it.
This is Dylan Sherwood, voice of the Spartans. Join me all season for Emporia High football on the voice of the Spartans, KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
From the historic Roger Hartsick interview room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBiteAuto.com, live and local. Sports Talk on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. A good Saturday morning to you. Blake Cripps, along with Dylan Sherwood, studio engineer Dan Courtright in the penalty box, Tim Miller the day off. Not really, though, because he's already out at the BBC golf tournament here. And Dylan, I will be out there this afternoon, and already coming in today, certainly is going to be a lot different to be outside doing activities today, which I am sure that everybody in the listening audience, and even those outside the listening audience, because this has not been an Emporia thing or an eastern half of Kansas thing. It's been the whole Midwest pretty much that have been dealing with this incredible heat wave that we've had the last week. It's going to be great for everybody just to be able to finally get some relief.
I felt you know, when it started to cool down last night when I was covering Emporia High soccer.
Sure.
And I was talking to Bo Welch, Emporia High athletic director. I said, this feels good right now. And it was really good. And they're going to have some decent weather for the football scrimmages coming up this morning at Emporia High. Emporia High cross country teams are doing an inter squad. I'm going to go out to that over at Jones Park after we're done. So, okay. Busy morning, and I'll be out BBC tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm going out today. I will say with the rain, that's definitely going to soften up the greens a little bit. Should make them a bit more receptive out there for the, you know, I know we've got a couple of hole-in-one promotions out there at the tournament today. So Tim is out there. He's got a morning shift at 9 o'clock, so he gets to be off of SMST this week. Coming up, sports this weekend, by the way, on the KVOE network of stations. We've got Royals and Mariners. That'll be here on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, 3:10 first pitch. Pregame at 2:30. We've got Chiefs preseason versus the Browns. That's coming up here in about 3 hours, 11 a.m. for the pregame. Kickoff at 12, Chiefs' only home preseason game of the NFL preseason on Country 101.7. Royals at 3:10 on Sunday. Then we will have our first Hornet Talk of the year, my first ever Hornet Talk.
Yeah.
Bruff's Sports Bar and Grill, about 12:15. On Mix 104.9, and, you know, when Hornet Talk starts, Dylan, you know, not that we haven't been busy in August. I mean, I've been busy.
Yeah.
You can't believe the amount of work I've been putting in to try to just get my head above water to figure out all the extra stuff and operations. But, you know, when you get into Hornet Talk, that's when sports season really picks up for both of us, because not only will we have the Hornets on, obviously, this week on Thursday for the season opener against Lincoln, but we'll be having the Spartans on KVOE, so your play-by-play schedule is business is about to pick up as well.
Yes, good old Jim Ross. Yeah, and of course, Area Coaches Corner start on Monday.
Sure.
So that will be something I will be handling, so We're gonna kick that into high gear and learn about the area teams. We'll have our area game of the week coming up on Friday as well. It'll be Hartford and Madison is our first stop with in Madison on Friday night. Michael Deeker and Ken Hansen will be in Madison coming up. So it's gonna be a busy week next week.
It will.
Blake, Ron Thomas mentioned this to me yesterday. He asked me if I was excited for Emporia High football to begin, and that was during morning sports yesterday.
Sure.
It didn't really hit me until I got
the two deeps.
Until I got my two deep from Pittsburgh yesterday, and then it started to hit me.
Getting the two deep is a big deal.
Yes.
Which is weird because I'm sure that people are out there like, it's a list of players. Who cares?
Yeah.
But for you, when you're a play-by-play guy, you get the two deep, you're like, okay, now I can really get my teeth into this. I can really start. I don't have to guess anymore. It's definitely a milestone. That is for sure.
It is.
Speaking of milestones, on our show today, coming up here in about 5 minutes, we're going to be calling Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Wildcats. Of course, you can be listening to the Wildcats all season long on Country 101.7. And then later on today, a guy that we'll be talking to a lot, I'm sure this year, the brand new head coach for Emporia High School, Caden Glinsman. And I know that he's out getting ready. They've got stuff going on this morning. Just had a jamboree yesterday down against the Falcons of Wichita Heights. We'll be talking to him about that. And obviously, we're your home for Spartan football all season long on 1400 AM and 96.9 FM KVOE. So it'll be our first chance to get a preview of the season with Coach Glinsman and his new era of Emporia High School football.
Yeah, I've seen good things already and looking forward to seeing what I see today.
Sure.
And then
what are they doing today?
They're just inter-squatting.
Just inter-squatting.
Yeah, they're going to go at 11.
Okay.
So all the
and they're having like some of the younger kids
Grade Mighty Spartans will go at 9.
Okay.
At 9:30, the 5th grade Mighty Spartans will go. Then the Emporia Recreation Commission's 5th and 6th grade tackle football program will go at 10. And then the Emporia Middle School Junior Spartans will go at 10:30.
Okay.
And then Emporia High will go out at 11. And they'll go for about an hour.
So pretty – well, and, you know, they just did the jamboree yesterday, so
– Yeah, and they also saw Garden City as well, so
– Oh, Garden City.
Yeah,
was okay.
So they were able to see two different teams last night. So I did text coach this morning. I said, I'll bring up the jamboree too. I want to see how that kind of went. I really didn't hear anything about it last night, but yeah, we'll get kind of a first talk about the jamboree last night.
Because the jamborees have not been something that Kansas has really allowed.
No, and I believe that
started. Is this the first year?
It started in 2019 because I remember when I was living in Salina, and Salina South had a jamboree with, I think it was Junction City and Hayes, and it was kind of the first year that they did that. So it's been like that for about 4 years. I know COVID, when COVID happened, they kind of took away the jamborees for a little bit. But
now they're back.
But yeah, but still, it's good to see. And plus, it's beneficial for Emporia High because they got to see some flexbone offense last night with Wichita Heights, because Pittsburgh runs flexbone.
Harrison put that in, and Coach Dingle, Coach Harrison now at Bethel running that flexbone.
He's at Friends now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He went to Bethel and then jumped over to Friends, you know, literally like half an hour south, you know, from where I came from. Coach Harrison's a great guy.
Yeah.
Very, very talented coach. Heights has not quite gotten things figured out. I mean, that, you know, when Rick Wheeler was there, they were a perennial power, a city league power team. It's kind of been 5 wins, hard to take a jump, and, you know, Wichita Northwest has gotten so much better over the last decade. And Garden City is interesting case, too, out of the Western Athletic Conference. There was a time there when they were making some deep runs in the postseason. So, you know, based on where the team's now, I would think for Emporia, that would be some pretty close teams that are going to be you know, looking to be in the same part of their conference that Emporia is looking for. You know, we'll talk with Coach Glinsman about his first year expectations. I'm sure you already have. I don't know if, you know, some coaches don't like to put a
they don't want to put a win-loss total
on it.
I haven't really talked to him about first year goal expectations.
Well, we'll ask him today.
But yeah, but also, you know, he's kind of told me, you know, we're just going to go out there and compete and try to put the best product out and and you know,
you know, you're not going to go you don't build an elite program the right way in year one. Typically that's not how it goes. So what first year expectations should be tempered. It's a first year head coach, new systems, new players. So we will get all of that information from him real quick before we take our first break. Any thoughts on the 49ers, Trey Lance going to Dallas? That Dan and I were talking about that yesterday. Just blew my mind. Like, did you forget who your quarterback was? If you're Dallas, you have all this money, you know, set aside for Dak Prescott, and now you're bringing in Lance. And I mean, I get it from the 49ers side where they're, you know, they're moving on, but yeah, for Dallas, I just don't understand that move at all. For a fourth-round pick, I mean, Dallas – I mean, I think Trey Lance is probably maybe worth a fourth-round pick, sure, but, you know, you're just inviting more controversy to your team.
Yeah, and when I saw that on – I'm still going to – Blake, I'm still calling it Twitter. I don't like it.
It will always be Twitter.
It's always Twitter to me. When I was at home, and I saw that, I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah. I don't.
Because you look, the 49ers got rid of Jimmy Garoppolo, who's with the Vegas Raiders now, and then didn't get rid of Trey Lance. I'm like,
I don't necessarily blame the 49ers.
No.
I like Brock Purdy. I think Brock Purdy's a good quarterback, and if you like, I can see a scenario where Sam Darnold is beating him out for the number two spot. I can. I Dallas's side of it, I don't understand Dallas's at all. I can't imagine how, and maybe that just shows how far his stock has fallen. You know, Lance is going to come in and be a starter, but obviously maybe not able to do that. Let's go ahead and take our first break here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBineAuto.com. As I mentioned, we're about 15, 20 minutes away from Caden Glinsman. But coming up next, we will talk with Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Wildcats. That's next on Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE.
Summer is winding down, but the savings are heating up at Longbine Auto Plaza with great offers on new Chevy and pre-owned models now. Get summer drive savings on new 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab models with Turbo Max engines and get up to $7,000 off MSRP. And we have Silverado LTZ and RST models in stock too. Our qualified buyers can get financing as low as 3.9% APR up to 60 months. And remember, at Longbine Auto Plaza, our certified technicians will keep your vehicle in top running shape for those last-minute summer road trips. Now is a great time to get end-of-summer offers and incredible savings on new Chevy and Buick models. So come see us today or visit our website, longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Mahomes keeping his feet moving, holding it. Now fires for the end zone. Late caught! Touchdown! Kansas City, Justin Watson!
This Saturday, the Chiefs return to Arrowhead Stadium to take on the Cleveland Browns in their final preseason tune-up. Pregame starts at 11 a.m. right here on your home for Kansas City Chiefs football.
Listen on your home for Kansas City Chiefs football. Country 101.7.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. With the 2023 field hockey season underway, today we salute North Carolina head coach Aaron Mattson. She's the youngest head coach in Division I sports at just 23 years of age. Mattson finished up her collegiate playing career just last year as she led the Tar Heels to their 10th national championship in program history. Last season was the final campaign for legendary head coach Karen Shelton, who retired after 42 years on the job. And less than 2 months after Mattson graduated from Chapel Hill, she was announced as Shelton's successor. Mattson finished her playing career as one of the most decorated athletes in collegiate field hockey history. She won 4 national championships, 3 National Player of the Year awards, and holds the record for most points in NCAA history.
It's going to be great to see how this transition kind of unfolds and everything, and with the girls and everything. But yeah, it definitely just, I'm looking forward to getting on the field and having some fun out there and doing what we love and being good at it.
The FCS season is ready to roll. That's next on This Week in the NCAA.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Division kicks off their season this weekend. South Dakota State is the top-ranked team as they received all but one of the first-place votes. SDSU won their first national championship in program history last season. The Jackrabbits are followed in the top five by North Dakota State, Montana State, William & Mary, and Holy Cross. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Hi, this is the voice of the Hornets, Blake Cribbs. Join me Mondays in the noon hour at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill for Hornet Talk on Mix 104.9, your weekly look inside Hornet athletics, featuring interviews with coaches and players. Hornet Talk, Mondays in the noon hour at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill on Mix 104.9. Brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Shelter Insurance Agents, Callie Medrano and Dave Watts, The Sports Connection, and by Bruff's Sports Bar and Grill.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. Blake Cripps, Dylan Sherwood with you. Pleased to be joined on the line by the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats. Of course, we'll be your home for Kansas State athletics all year long, football and men's basketball on Country 101.7. Wyatt Thompson joining us, the voice of the Wildcats. Wyatt, it has been a few years since I was able to get you on to my sports talk show. It's so great to talk to you. How's your summer been, and how have you been?
Well, it's good to talk to you too, buddy. I've been really good.
That's great.
Summer has been fast, but the older you get, the faster they go, right?
Yeah.
but with that said, it's a good morning because I look out of my window here and see a little bit of light rain, which we're thankful for, and college football starts for me next Saturday, so we're getting close, bud.
Yeah, well, it starts for me on Thursday, so yeah, you're telling me we're getting close.
Yeah.
And boy, I think both of our teams have a little bit of expectation, obviously with Emporia State getting to a bowl game and, you know, 15 points away from being undefeated, and then you know, Kansas State coming off of a Big 12 championship with, you know, some big pieces to replace, but boy, an awful lot of guys who have experience and played a lot of snaps off last year's team are back. You know, a Big 12 championship last year, maybe not exactly what people were forecasting or thinking was going to happen, but now this team comes in with some expectations. But in terms of last year, but what a season it was for the Wildcats.
Oh, big time. And you said a lot there. It was a great, great season. I think they overcame a lot, including some injuries. Had to have a couple of pretty good quarterbacks to even get into the title game, and then put on a terrific performance, as did TCU in the title game, play in their first New Year's Six Bowl. And I thought you said the other part perfectly well too, Blake, because you've got 15 starters back and you've got some difficult guys to replace. I think almost impossible if you're talking about Deuce Vaughn as an example, and probably Felix Anudike-Uzomah. If you're listening to what they're saying in Chiefs camp, I think they are so high on Felix. And I'm excited for him. And others are doing well, too. But, you know, every year you've got to – coaches say this all the time. It's different. You're going to have different chemistry, different leaders. All of those kind of things are true. But I do like – if you looked at who was voted captains on this team, I think it has a pretty good indication of why people are excited about the Cats again. whether they want to be or not, and that means like 12 people.
Well, right? I mean, based on so what the tickets I'm have looked like, you guys are down to standing room only for three games, and all the other the seats have been taken for every other game. So it sounds like a lot of people are excited.
Yeah, and the other factor in that is so many student tickets. Basically, they're gone for football and men's basketball, and I love that. I you know, we don't necessarily have to talk about Coach Tang or basketball a ton, but I will mention them with what they did. I think that has helped build the excitement is why I bring it up, because going around on the Catbacker tour this spring and summer, you know, I've been around a long time, and I'm just going to say this, K-Staters are excited about what's going on right now as they've been in any time since I've been here. And this is my 22nd year. That says a lot. But here we go, right?
Yeah.
Hey Wyatt, I heard Coach Klanderman speak last week about how the defense is. And, I mean, when you lose a guy like Felix Anudike Usama and then Echo Boydo, who's on the Chiefs right now, and is there high expectations for this defense?
Absolutely. It's a good thought because, hey, quarterbacks and offense get all the headlines, right?
Yes.
But I'll remind people that the part of that championship team that gets overlooked from last year is the fact that that was a defense that gave up just 21 points a game. And I thought they were really, really rock solid and got better as the season wore on. And like the offense, fought through some adversity with some injuries. You know, you lose Kobe Savage at Baylor. Everybody knows the Keenan Garber story when they needed him in the title game. So there were lots of things that happened that were good leading into this year from my perspective. These guys do. They want to repeat. They're not afraid to say it either. They want to be the first K-State team to win a Big 12 championship back-to-back. And I'm not going to say they will or they won't, but I think they'll put themselves in a position to do that, and that's all you can really ask for. Everything else is it's dependent on staying healthy, a little bit of luck, not really knowing what everybody else is going to do. I think there are a lot of question marks in the league. So, I mean, we could talk all day, and I know you don't have that kind of time, but I think the league is good, and I'm looking forward to what this race could be, because I'll give you one short example. What's Oklahoma going to be? Is Texas is really going to be as good as everybody thinks? As just a couple of examples.
Yeah, I mean,
will Oklahoma State bounce back? You get the point.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they've been, you know, it's been just as annoying for Kansas State fans as it has been for everybody else, I'm sure, to just hear every single year, Texas is back. And, and you know, at the end of the season, like, oh, well, where are those guys in burnt orange anyway? What is that in your mind since you brought them up? You know, the relationship with Texas has been a lot shorter. But it's going to be different, you know, with the conference membership changing. Obviously, you're going to see some of that in football here immediately with those schools coming in. But the last year with Oklahoma and Texas, and it'll be, I'm sure, similar to when Colorado and Nebraska and Missouri left the first time, you know, with another original Big Eight school. And I'm not that old, but I am old enough to remember, you know, how tight-knit the Big Eight was and that conference.
Yes.
And it'll be a little bit different. So what are your thoughts on the last year with OU in Texas?
Well, I'll say this. I don't remember if you were at Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. And it doesn't necessarily matter whether you were or you weren't, but I got a kick out of Mike Gundy when everybody kept asking him about Bedlam. He goes, hey, go talk to Oklahoma. They're the ones that are leaving, right? I think that says everything you need to know. It's hard. It's not good for college football, but it is reality, and it is where we're headed. I guess at the end of the day, I'll make this pretty short, but here's the thing that everybody in the league is thinking, okay? Okay, Texas and Oklahoma want it out. They came to a settlement. It isn't perfect, but everybody's moving on. With that said, after this year, I think people are going to be really excited about the four that are coming into the league this year, and also excited about, you know, a 16-team league next year. I'll miss the round robin and the actual home and home thing in basketball. Who won't? But, hey, I think we have a really good commissioner. I think we have a lot of good programs in our conference. We have a good television deal. We may not make the money that the Big Ten and the SEC do, but that doesn't mean we won't compete, because we're going to compete. I'll put our league in basketball when Arizona joins up against anybody as an example.
Well, I know Will Howard is the guy for Coach Klieman this year, but if you look at that quarterback battle for the backup between Jake Rubley and Avery Johnson, I know I saw Avery Johnson quite a bit when he played at Maze, but how has Avery Johnson just kind of progressed, and could he be a potential backup behind Will Howard?
He certainly could. Great question, too, by the way, and if you saw him, I think you're going to appreciate what I'll say. I think we were all, in the beginning when he got here in January and then into spring ball, wowed by his talent, meaning his ability to spin the ball, throwing it, his ability to run. But it's much, much, much more than that. Colin Klein has told me face-to-face that what he has done since January with his body, strength and conditioning, nutrition, understanding and learning the offense, taking that to the practice field, all of those things are as good as you could possibly hope for. If you know Colin Klein like I do, that is a very, very large compliment. There is no question that this kid's going to be a terrific player at K-State. I think everybody sees it and feels it. The way he has handled it is just terrific. He's still getting bigger and stronger, and he'll continue to learn. He's going to make some mistakes. He hasn't really been in the fire yet, right?
Sure.
And that kind of defines you. Just ask Will Howard about that, right?
I mean,
think about what Will Howard is today compared to what he was, you know, 3 years ago. It's just kind of what it is. But, hey, Avery Johnson is a dude now. Remember the name, because he can play.
One other name, you know, you mentioned how the starters, quarterback, they're the ones that get the shine. There's not a, and we're talking with Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, a couple more minutes here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. You can hear the Wildcats all season long on our station, Country 101.7, right here in Emporia. And the Chris Klieman Show will be Wednesdays. That'll be starting next week. But a guy that's gotten a ton of accolades, maybe even more than Will Howard in terms of high-level accolades, is Cooper Beebe, a preseason AP All-American, one of the best offensive linemen in the Big 12 last year. How much is his play and the offensive line plays as a unit going to play, have to do with Kansas State's amount of success that you guys are able to have offensively this year, especially with new specialists and also a new running back coming into the fold?
Well, I appreciate you bringing this up, and I'm going to kind of try to chuckle along and do this, because I'm going to pretend for a few seconds I'm Will Howard. Okay?
Sure.
If you would have told me at the end of last year, if I'm Will Howard, that Cooper Beebe is coming back, Hayden Gillum is coming back, our two offensive tackles, KT Leviston and Christian Duffy, are all coming back, that's like three Christmases, fellas.
Yeah, that's a heck of a security blanket, isn't it?
Exactly. And Beebe is, in my time here, I think he is absolutely one of the best offensive linemen to play here, and we've had a lot of good ones, as you guys know. And I don't mean just his talent on the field, but his the way he's developed as a leader, spokesman for the team, willing to do anything and everything. I saw him running last night. They had a little mock game at the stadium, and there were he was on special teams. He was playing with the number twos for a while. He's played virtually every offensive line position you could play. You couldn't ask for a better MVP from that room, I can tell you that.
Well, we just got a couple more minutes with you here. I did want to ask about Kobe Savage at defensive back. Talked a little bit about some of the guys that aren't going to be here, but you know, outside of Kobe Savage, you can speak a little bit about what you've seen from him in camp, but who are the other guys that you think are going to have to step up and make some of those plays defensively if Kansas State's defense, which was, as you mentioned, a big strength in several games for them last year, if they're going to be able to maintain that level or even get better this year?
Well, I'll make this quick because you're up against the time-wise, but Daniel Green, Desmond Purnell, and Austin Moore are really good linebackers, and I think we have more depth there than people will perceive us to have, so I'm excited about that. You move Khalid Duke back to his natural position at defensive end to go along with that three-man rotation of he and Brendan Mott, Nate Matlack, and then some younger guys who I think will be okay. The secondary is probably the biggest key, but it's That we've been saying that now. This is the third straight year.
Sure.
Here, you want to talk about rebuilding? Last year's secondary has three guys currently in NFL camps.
Yeah.
So between Kleiman, Klanderman, and Van Malone, I think those guys kind of know what they're doing. And you mentioned Kobe Savage, but I'll throw out a few other names. I don't know what he'll do early, but Tyler Nellum, who's been a little bit dinged up, SEMO transfer is going to be a good player. Will Lee's a new guy. Jacob Parrish can play. We've got a freshman corner, Kenigel Thomas, who's really, really rock solid. Marquis Siegel. That's a lot of names, guys. They're going to be better there than people think, too, in time. No doubt about it.
Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Wildcats. He'll be the play-by-play man all season long on Country 101.7 going into basketball. Wyatt, great to have you back. Really appreciate the time. You mentioned Coach Tang and men's basketball. We didn't have a ton of time today. I would love to get you back on in December to talk about them. But also, I hope that we're also talking about a Kansas State bowl game. And, you know, hey, college football yeah. playoffs, you know, not impossible, I don't think. So maybe we can get all that done.
Absolutely. Well, all you got to do is call me, buddy. You know that. I'm always willing to talk Kansas State athletics with you and or anybody. So let's hope we're talking about that scenario here in a few months.
Wyatt, have a great week of prep. Have a great call on Saturday. Thank you so much.
You too, buddy. Good luck on the Hornets game. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Wildcats. They get their season started on Saturday. And again, for the coverage that you want leading into the game, Chris Kleiman Show Wednesday nights, every Wednesday during the season. That will be on Country 101.7. Yeah, you know, you mentioned how excited that he is. And it was kind of a carbon copy of Brian Haney from last week.
Yeah.
You know, you've got great basketball for the Jayhawks, just did a tour, played well, and then football has these expectations. And for Kansas State, it's exactly the same. Had a basketball tour, played very well. You know, both coaches that, you know, I think Bill Self, probably the best coach in the country, and Jerome Tang, I think the best hire in the country that we've had in basketball. What in
the
last 10 years, maybe?
Yeah.
I think
since the Frank Martin days.
Oh, for Kansas State specifically?
Yeah. Yeah.
Frank Martin turned out to be a very good hire. But, yeah, I think in terms of Kansas State and what they're going through right now, a ton of facilities. It's crazy how things match up with the Big 12 and membership changing. And you've got KU and Kansas State, both basketball teams feeling like they're in a great position. Both football teams relatively, I mean, not that KU football is anywhere on the level of Kansas State, but feeling like they're in a great position. And both schools, you know, Kansas State just opened up the fabulous new volleyball arena, doing so much with facilities. Gateway product project at KU, you know, with the changing membership in the Big 12, I think both Kansas schools have got to feel like, you know, we have a chance to be top dog now. You know, and maybe that would or would not be the case with OU and Texas as they were staying. I don't know. But anyway, I think for Wildcats
fans. Let them go. Let them go.
Yeah. I think the Big 12 is going to be just fine, and Kansas State is going to be a big part of it. Let's step aside here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. When we come back, the head football coach of Emporia High School, Caden Glinsman. We preview the season with him. That's next on SMST.
Summer is winding down, but the savings are heating up at Longmine Auto Plaza with great offers on new Chevy and pre-owned models now. Get summer drive savings on new 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab models with Turbo Max engines and get up to $7,000 off MSRP. And we have Silverado LTZ and RST models in stock too. Our qualified buyers can get financing as low as 3.9% APR up to 60 months. And remember, at Longbine Auto Plaza, our certified technicians will keep your vehicle in top running shape for those last-minute summer road trips. Now is a great time to get end-of-summer offers and incredible savings on new Chevy and Buick models. So come see us today or visit our website, longbineauto.com. Chevy. Find new roads.
The Emporia State football defense forced two first-quarter turnovers on the way to a 21-0 lead after one, and the Hornets routed Southeastern Oklahoma State 48-27 to win the Live United Bowl and wrap up a 9-3 season last year. Now with returners back on both sides of the ball, the number 17 Hornets open up the 2023 campaign with one goal, returning to the national playoffs. That goal starts with a win over Lincoln in the season opener Thursday. Our coverage begins at 6 o'clock, kickoff at 7 Thursday night on Mix 104.9.
Rock, Chalk, Jayhawk.
15-10-5, touchdown Kansas.
Leave the wheat every week as the Jayhawks continue to climb up the Big 12 ladder.
And the party's underway.
Join us Friday, September 1st, as the Jayhawks kick off the 2023 season against Missouri State in Lawrence. Our coverage begins at 5:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
Listen on your home for the Jayhawks, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, KVOE.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk driven by LongbineAuto.com. Last segment of the show, and we are pleased to be joined by the brand new head football coach. First of many visits, I am sure, Caden Glinsman, as the Spartans get started this week. Spartan football, of course, on Friday nights. You can hear them all season long on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, except for the first 2 weeks. They'll be on Mix 104.9. Yep. Coach Glinsman getting set for his Spartans to be practicing an intra-squad today, coming up in a few hours. Coach Glinsman, great to have you on the show. Great to meet you. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, how's the summer gone for you coming into a new program, meeting the players, meeting the community? Obviously a very important time as you try to establish your program here in Emporia. How's your summer been?
Good. You know, I feel like the kids have bought in well. We've had great numbers. I had some kids who in the past haven't played football, but we've gotten them out. And I think there's going to be a couple contributors in that mix. I feel like, so we went to the Jamboree last night in Wichita and learned some things, and we're going to continue to grow, and it's going to be a fun ride for sure.
Coach, I'm looking forward to being on that fun ride as voice of the Spartans. Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Jamboree last night. What were some of the things you learned about going against Wichita Heights and Garden City?
Yeah, so we already met this morning as a team. And we're getting ready for our big red black community event today. But one of the things that we just touched on, for us, not only were those two teams other 5A teams, but they're also very good 5A teams. And so for us, I think the big takeaway was just the speed and physicality of the game. I think right away we weren't necessarily ready for that. We've been practicing each other. We've been in the Jones, our indoor facility, all week, and we've been very thankful for that, but we haven't been able to practice full speed 11-on-11, 53 1/3 wide and 100 yards long, and being able to just simulate that has been a challenge for us. So last night was a little bit of a surprise, but it was good for us.
Coach, I was doing some evaluation early this week. You have 27 guys that were on the squad last year, and I believe, I think there was like 5 starters back on each side, something like that. What do you like about your returners?
Yeah, I know that the ones who had returned, and I don't know all of the ones who had returned, but those, the big one I think for me is Sheldon Stewart. Just being able to see live bullets last year and know how an offense runs, and then I think his transition, with this offense and my scheme, his previous experience has really helped, just because he knows the fluidity of the game, what we're trying to accomplish. He's bought into that, and I think that comes from that prior knowledge of what he did last year.
Who are some of the other returners that kind of stand out to you besides Sheldon Stewart, who will be your starting quarterback?
I think Cooper's going to be a big play guy for us, Cooper Rech. He's going to be we need him on both sides of the ball. He's going to be a great safety for us. He's also going to be a great receiver for us. And I think guys like Kobe Lee, Ty Iverson, Robert Wesley. I think those are all guys that had had previous experience, and we're going to lean on those guys. And then there's going to be some other guys who hadn't had that experience that we're going to depend on them to come out and play fast every Friday night.
Head football coach of Emporia High School is our guest, Caden Glinsman. Of course, don't miss Spartan football all season long on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM KVOE. Once again, just as a reminder, first 2 weeks, Dylan will be over there on Mix 104.9 with those game broadcasts to accommodate KU football. So Mix 104.9 the first couple of weeks, then back on KVOE for the bulk of the season. Coach, the first week of practice in terms of your game week, important every season, obviously, but is there a little bit more importance, added importance to it just because of the lack of time that you have gotten to spend outdoors with your guys at a normal practice time just because of the weather, not being able to go like you normally would in the afternoons, in the outdoors, on the gridiron, like you said, because of that excessive heat? How much added importance is there maybe going into this week one game week practice than there would be if you had had some normal hot weather this summer rather than the hellaciously hot weather that we've had to deal with these last 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, I feel like there's, especially for me speaking offensively, there's a lot of nuance that goes into, everything that we do. We don't necessarily do a lot schematically, but there's a lot of teaching that goes into the finer points. And so for us, being able to get out this next week, even doing some 11 on air, going some ones versus twos, some twos versus ones, that sort of thing, that's going to be huge for us. We need to be able to get out and get some things fixed, get on the same page with some things. I know defensively, again, being able to get out and defend 53 and a third wide, especially with Pittsburgh coming in, running the flex bone, they're not going to hit you vertical so much as they're going to want to, stretch you horizontally, and we need to have a good week of practice in order to simulate that.
Coach, I got two for you. First, any newcomers that you like so far? I know Coach Lee Baldwin of the boys basketball team, he's your wide receivers coach on your staff. He's recruited some of his basketball guys to play football, but any of those guys kind of stand out to you that could see some really good playing time?
Yeah, I think Calvin Seeley's one that he's just impressed. Impressed us throughout the summer. He works extremely hard. He has extremely high character. He's a guy that, we're going to depend on to probably play both ways, being a first-time guy coming out. And we're just really excited to see what he can do with the ball in his hands.
Your early thoughts on Pittsburgh?
Yeah, they're a very well-coached team. I think, last year they were a first-year flexbone team, and I think going from year one to year two, they can be very dangerous. They've got some guys who can score anytime they have the ball in their hand, and we're just looking forward to a good week of practice and being able to put our best product out there on the field for you guys next Friday.
Caden Glinsman, the head football coach at Emporia High School, is joining us. Coach, you're about 5 minutes away here from getting started with this event. Your guys are going to be going with a scrimmage at 11 o'clock. What do you want to see out of your team? And then, obviously, with this whole thing, red and black, you've got football players that hopefully you're going to be coaching for years that you'll see way before you're going to get your hands on them. So talk to me in your mind in terms of building your program, the importance of this event and getting all the kids out there that are interested in football from – all the way down to fifth grade and obviously bringing them along and hopefully bringing them into your program in a few years.
Yeah, I feel like this was a huge deal for us to be able to get those guys, to get everybody in the community involved. I think Emporia is a really special place. I keep saying it, in these other speaking engagements, and really Emporia is special because it's one town, one community, one high school. And that's pretty unique when you look at across 5 and 6A football in the state of Kansas. There's not too many communities that can say that they only have one high school. And so I think for us, that's something we need to lean into and really just be able to get those guys from when the time they're fourth and fifth graders all the way through, the rec league, even our flag football, into middle school and being able to get those guys all knowing that, here when they're ninth graders, they're going to be Spartans and moving forward, and they're going to represent this community the best way they possibly can.
And Coach, one final thing before we wrap things up, how do you want the community to come out on Friday night against Pittsburgh. I know this is a Pittsburgh team that let one slip away last year against Emporia High. But just tell our listeners why people should come out and watch the season opener, and they need your guys' support on Friday night.
Yeah, I think we're going to play an exciting brand of football. I think defensively we're going to get after it. We're going to be very aggressive. I think offensively we're going to be pretty exciting. You know, I think our ability to go in a variety of tempos is something that, you know, we lean on, we hang our hats on. And so if we feel like that we can go fast, we're going to go fast, and we can really get after it. And, you know, we're really excited to see, you know, how we can compete on a Friday night against another team and full go, and, you know, not have an early whistle or any of the jamboree things, right, where everything's controlled, but really just be able to go out and play football in all three phases.
Caden Glinsman, Emporia High School head football coach. Coach, so glad that things cooled off for you guys today. You guys are getting started in about 2 minutes out there with that. And, again, the high school team is going to be scrimmaging at 11 o'clock. Have a great morning of football, and best of luck to you guys all season long. And we will be having you back several times, I know, during the season. Thanks for the time, and have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Caden Glinsman, Emporia High School head football coach. Yeah, it's so nice that the weather just turned out, especially for this event, that just gets people excited about football and gets them ready for the season. You know, it could have been really raunchy if the weather had been one day shifted to the right on the calendar. But today, it's going to be, it'll be in the 90s, but that's Kansas. If you can't deal with that, you need to move to Minnesota or something. So that it's good for them and good for the community to get out. And I know you're excited for another season of Spartan football.
Yeah. Now it's hit me.
I bet.
It's hit me now. So, it's going to hit me now. And then it's going to – when I go out and watch, and then Monday –
Friday night it'll definitely – Yeah,
Friday morning when I'm in here doing sports, it will really hit me.
Yeah, for sure.
It will really hit me. I remember last year when we went to Pittsburgh, I remember, like, Tim and Ron and a couple other people, like, reaching out to me, like, good luck on your first call and everything.
Sure.
I did not picture that outcome last year. As the first call of – as the voice of the Spartans last year, a game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
It's something that I'm going to remember.
Absolutely.
For quite a while, and knowing I'm an Emporia High grad, that was
special. Means a little bit more, doesn't it?
It means more to me, and now going into year two and got a new era of Spartan football with Coach Glinsman, the kids are excited whenever I'm out and about.
Sure.
And they see me at other sports and everything. But I feel like Bo Welch hired the right guy, and this could be a fun ride. It's a tough schedule. Now, it wins and losses, you know, as long as we see improvement from week to week throughout the season, who knows? This team could surprise some people, but I'm looking forward to the ride.
Absolutely.
And – yeah, it's hit me. It's here.
Yeah.
It's hit me.
High school football season, college football season, it's all here starting next week on our network of stations. As you mentioned, Area Coaches Corner is going to be on Country 101.7 and also on KVOE, both KVOEs actually,
yep.
On 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. So that will be starting on Monday. Coming up today on the network of stations, Royals and Mariners, 3:10 first pitch on KVOE, pregame at 2:30, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and then on Country 101.7, Chiefs preseason against the Browns, 11 a.m. pregame and the kickoff at noon today. Last chance to get a chance to see the Chiefs in preseason play against the Browns. So that is it for Saturday Morning Sports Talk for this week. Driven by LongBineAuto.com. Thank you to our studio engineer, Dan Courtright, in the penalty box today. Great job turning the dials as always, Dan. For Dylan Sherwood, I'm Blake Cripps. We will see you next week on SMST. Have a great weekend, everybody.
KVOE, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, K245 BQ Emporia.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. New details on the jet crash that killed a Russian mercenary boss. ABC's Tom Sophie Borage has more from Ukraine.
U.S. officials saying it's likely there was a bomb on board that private jet belonging to Russian mercenary boss Yevgeny Prigozhin. New video circulating online showing the wreckage. Prigozhin led a rebellion marching with his men on Moscow just weeks ago, now presumed dead. The Kremlin calling allegations it had Prigozhin killed absolute lies.
Meanwhile, news of a fresh drone attack on Moscow. Russian officials saying the drone was shot down. It comes after Ukraine sent a huge barrage of explosive drones against Russian-occupied Crimea. Ukrainian and Russian officials confirming that attack. Four people were shot during a high school football game in Choctaw, Oklahoma last night. Choctaw Police Chief Kelly Marshall.
There's four victims with gunshots. One has been treated and released.
At least one of the victims was a student who was treated for that gunshot wound to her thigh, and the condition of the other three are unknown. And in Chicago, two women were hit by bullets at Friday night's White Sox game. It happened in the left field bleachers. The wounds non-life-threatening, unclear if the shots came from inside or outside of the ballpark. A day after authorities put up a list of more than 380 names of those unaccounted for during this month's deadly wildfire in Maui, officials now say more than 100 people have been marked safe. Meanwhile, lawsuits now being filed stemming from this month's deadly wildfire in Maui.
The family of 79-year-old grandfather Buddy Jantuck filing the first wrongful death lawsuit against Maui's main utility companies over the wildfires. The complaint claiming Jantuck's death was caused by the utility's refusal to de-energize their power lines, maintain vegetation, and their infrastructure.
Maui County also filing a lawsuit against the utility company claiming negligence. A spokesperson for Hawaiian Electric saying, "We are very disappointed that Maui County chose this litigious path while the investigation is still unfolding."
That's ABC's Mola Lange. You're listening to ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for